North Carolina Stage Company presents the return of The Christmas Truce of 1914. The play opens Wednesday and runs through December 23rd. We have a number of folks from The Christmas Truce of 1914 with us in the studios this afternoon. Charlie Flynn McKeever is directing the play. Michael McCauley is one of the actors. And then David Berkey is a member of the chorus, which is an important part of the production. Welcome to all of you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Dick. Thanks for having us.
So this is a return engagement. I'm assuming that this play was really successful. I know it was really successful last year when you did it.
Yeah, the play is called All Is Calm, The Christmas Truce of 1914, about a true story of World War One, the first year of World War One in the northern part of
the Belgian French
line of World War One, where there was this spontaneous truce that broke out between the Allied forces and the German forces during the week of Christmas, 1914. Mm. And I first heard about it from a folk singer named John McCutcheon, who has this song he wrote called Christmas in the Trenches.
Right.
And I'm like, that story can't be true. And I did some looking into it, and I was like, it is true. As unlikely as it would seem. And I was always surprised that so many people had never heard about it. Mm, mm. And then when I was looking for plays to do last year, I came across this play, All Is Calm, The Christmas Truce of 1914, which incorporated actual written correspondence and diary entries from people who were there, from soldiers who were there, both, you know, grunts and infantrymen all the way to commanders and generals. And so that was intriguing. But then I noticed that it was done. It was done in collaboration with a choral group named Contus out of Minneapolis, mm. I believe, mm. who created a score to it. So it's three actors reading a bunch of different correspondences and diary entries and things like that, with this chorus behind them singing songs from the era, like patriotic songs going into war. And then songs from the holiday period that are done in traditional arrangements and some really modern arrangements, which kind of theatricalizes it a great deal. And so we did it last year. It was breathtaking.
That's wonderful. Well, I'm glad you brought it back. Michael McCauley, many appearances with NC Stage and other theater groups in the area. So I was going to ask you what part you play, but...
Well, several, actually, because like Charlie said, the beautiful thing about it is, I think one of the reasons it's so moving is, you know, when you see a movie or a play and you go, oh, well, it's just a movie or it's just a play. But when it's a true story, you can't help but be really riveted because it's like, wow, that really happened. And it's so extraordinarily told because it is all diary entries or, official orders that came down, announcements that were made, you know, observances from both sides, from both the German side and the Allied side, which is really neat. And the music behind it is so astounding. Like Charlie said, some of these arrangements are some of the most difficult and unique harmonic arrangements I've ever heard. So I play, you know, everything from a private to a commander with and there's lots of nationalities represented: French, Irish, Scottish, German, Lower British, Standard British, and Upper Class British.
The actors have to be very good with dialects.
Okay, so, I was going
to
say.
I also get to play Pope Benedict XV, so that's kind of nice too. So it's sort of the full gamut.
Without the funny hat.
Well, yes, that's true. Yeah.
But what a wide range there. That's really remarkable. I was speaking about the Christmas Truce of 1914 being presented by NC Stage Company. David Berkey is a member of the chorus, and you sang in this production last year as well, I think. With Cantaria, and both Cantaria and member of the Asheville Choral Society as well.
Right.
So what does it feel like to be a part of this production as a chorus member? That's going to be different.
Well, it's really inspirational because, you know, when I think of the music in this particular vehicle, you know, this was an era where there was just jingoism and rah, 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 and let's go to war. And yet, you know, at the key moment, the music found a way for the different sides and the soldiers to connect to their own humanity, you know, just beyond all of that. And it was just, these were tunes that were familiar to all sides, even though the languages were different.
Interesting. Yeah.
And it's just really spectacular when it comes together. And I think that's really a true thing, that music does serve that function.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think this play particularly highlights that.
I think it's what David said reminds me that it's worth noting that the truce started through one of the soldiers singing Silent Night. So there, in the play, in the correspondence that we read, it describes the English looking across the trenches and seeing some activity in the German line, and then one guy stood up and started singing Silent Night, and then others went out and joined him.
Oh.
And then after a while, they were shaking hands, exchanging gifts, like, you know, I've got 3 cigars here. Have some jam that
playing
I had,
soccer,
or something like that. And then they started playing soccer together. After they, decided to do a joint burial service of their dead.
Wow.
You know, it's remarkable. It's remarkable that within that destruction, such humanity came through.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but this is actually true. I mean, this actually took place, and the words, the dialogue, if you will, in the production is actually, as you say, taken from actual records of the event, from documents from the event.
And one of the magical things too is this randomly happened all up and down the front, the Western front. It's not like, you know, word was passed down the trench or anything.
Yeah.
It just happened all over the place. So it captures different places where it happened along the front too, which is kind of neat.
Wow.
And the Silent Night, of course, All is Calm, it being sort of the signature piece of it, there's a moment where it is being sung in German, French, and English all at the same time. I mean, it's
in
really
different keys.
Yes.
And different rhythms.
Oh, that must be fun.
It's really something.
It and
really
that's the
is.
Way it would have happened, of course. And of course, we've kind of feel like the Americans have taken Silent Night to be our own, as have other nationalities, but it was a German song.
Stille Nacht.
Yeah, Stille Nacht. So the production starts Wednesday.
Yeah, right? This Wednesday.
We're almost there.
Wednesday at 7:30, yeah.
And runs through the 23rd, yes.
23rd,
so,
yeah.
So, and weekends, basically.
Well, Wednesday through Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 2, and we do have a few Saturday matinees at 2 o'clock. It's a little bit of a weird schedule, so you have to check the website because of the holidays. But generally Wednesday through Saturday at 7:30, Saturday and Sunday at 2, some Saturdays, not every Saturday. But
and the website is ncstage.org.
O-R-G,
okay.
ncstage.org, and the box office phone number is 239-0263.
So you can get tickets either way, is that right?
Also, that's
on the
right.
Website. Okay. Charlie Flynn McKeever is the director of The Christmas Truce of 1914, which opens Wednesday at NC Stage Company. Michael McCauley is a member of the cast. Three people, right?
Yeah, three actors.
Three actors. And then David Berkey is a member of the chorus. And how many chorus members?
There are 8 of us.
8 of us. Okay, so you outnumber the actors on stage.
Absolutely.
Very but not outshine.
Thanks to all of you. Thanks so much for coming in. Yeah, sounds
our
wonderful.
Pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.